right, we'll just start quickly, just a quick review of what we finished up yesterday, because the daf today continues basically through the whole daf today about this issue. And that is the question that Rami Bar Chama had, which is that when you say Harei Alai, so that's it starts in the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Bet, but the two dots just quickly. So the butzar, the meat of a shlomim, after the dam went on the mizbeach, is mutar to the balim. You're allowed to eat that meat. So now, what happens if I use that as my hatpasa? I use that to place my netter on it. Either kamar bahadain, if he says with this lishna bahadain lishna behetera kamatis. If he uses that lashon, then he's clearly comparing it to something that's mutar, and that's not going to have any impact on the meat. Ella could go on. The question comes up: the machit basar zivchei shlamim umachit behetera gabei. He has a piece of shlamim meat in front of him, and he has a piece of regular meat next to it. Amar zekazeh. This is like this. And this is the key question here. What is this, be'ikaro kamatis or be'hetera kamatis? When he makes such a comparison, what is he focused on? When he looks at a piece of meat that is shlamim, is he focused on the fact that it came from a shlamim? Be'ikaro, meaning what was the origins of this meat? And therefore when he says zekazeh, it means just like this was a shlamim and kodesh, this too will be restricted, because that's a davar ha-nadur. Something that you took in there, that you were able to create that restriction, and therefore you can be matis, you can place it on the other item. Whereas, if you believe that he's just saying, this is like this, what is right in front of us today, then this meat is mutar, and that's going to have no impact on the meat that is next to it. So that's a quick question.
We use lashonos of pigul and nosar, and etc. We were clearly focusing not on the iser of pigul or nosar or anything like that, but on the fact that that carbon was, you know, you had the ability to make it up through the nether. Mm-hmm. Right? So this
That's the same logic. Yeah, that's the Gemara's question, right? So, right, the next Gemara's question next is exactly that from our Mishnah. Amarovo Tashma, from our Mishnah, who says that the lashon of notar upigo, right, that notar and pigo work to be create a nether. If the lashon of notar and pigo work to create a nether, then notar and pigo lach hazriko damim, notar and pigo only have application after zriko damim. And yet you see, like Shoah was just saying, that you see that we go after ikaro. We're going after the origins of this kodesh, and not their status currently. Because their status currently as pigo or notar is going to have no impact on your ability to make a nether. Because they're not asur because you took a nether. They're asur because they fall under certain categories in halakha, which make them pigul, make them notar. And therefore, you couldn't be matpis with them. So the fact is, that must be that it's me kara. Samar says, no, it doesn't have to be. Amalev.
It must be kara because he's saying something which sounds like he's doing a, he's prohibiting something. And therefore, the only way of understanding it is it's b'ikara, or?
No, because he says, the lashon he uses is zekazeh. This is like this.
Oh, yeah.
So why is he using this item? I mean, what about this item is he looking to use? I mean, there are two possibilities. It's either this item's origins are from something that's kodesh, and that's what he's after, or this item's current status, which is restricted, but it's not restricted because of his kodesh. It's restricted because of other items that have transpired since his making a kodesh. And that wouldn't be helpful, because in order to be mafis benetr, which is something we discussed earlier, you have to take something that you created restriction on and place it on the other item. Whereas if it's something that's asur without you creating that restriction, it doesn't have the ability to be mafis on the other item. You don't have the ability to transfer it onto the other item. Right, so Amalei Rav Huna Breid Rav Natan, but notar shalola. No, who said that it has to be, right, in an instance where the notar is after zrika damim, which means that it's the meat, otherwise would be mutar, right? And why don't you say it's an ola? Why, what's special about an ola? Ola, even after the zrika sadam, the basar is still restricted because of the hektish. Meaning shlamim is unique in the fact that it's one of the carbonas that's unique, but in the fact that you eat the meat afterwards, the baal is entitled to it. Once the dam is sprinkled on the mizbeach, the meat is for the baalim, the owners, and the kohanim to eat. Whereas by an ola, where does the meat go after the blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach? That also goes on the mizbeach. It goes to the same place, right?
What about pigul?
That's it. So I'm sorry?
What about pigul?
Alright, so the Gemara is about pigul. I wasn't going to address it, but now that you
can't say pigul is by an ola, because pigul specifically isn't the is the intention that you're going to eat it outside.
Yeah, but it could be mukrav also. It could be in hakrav also. So you can't create pigul in an olah. That's the bigger issue, is that maybe pigul is not relevant in any of these cases. And that's what, if you look in Rashi, you look in the Ran, they either erase the girsa of pigul, or if they put pigul in, Rashi like reinterprets what pigul is over here. So I'm just gonna, I'll leave pigul out because I don't think it's necessarily relevant. And you see that by the answer of the Gemara, that they're not really addressing pigul, they're really addressing the notar aspect of it. That's probably what drove them to take, you know, the pigul out of the gear, so they just brought it together because they always go together, but not necessarily because pigul is relevant to our Gemara here. Okay, so with an ola, the basar goes on the mizbeach afterwards, because the basar is still kodesh after you do zrikat adam, because adam does not change the status of the meat to be mutar. If that's the case, then our mishnah is not approved. Why is our mishnah not approved? Because the current status of the meat is that of kodesh. The current status of meat is kodesh. When you say zekazeh in our mishnah, or you use the lashon of notar in our mishnah, that's not teaching me I'm going meat karo. I'm going after what the current status of the meat is, because the meat is still kodesh. It's still kodesh, right? That's no proof to our question here, whether you go after the origins of this piece, of this item, or the current status. So I says, well, if that's the case, I'm lame Cain. If you want to make a chiddush like that, why talk about no tar ola? Just talk about regular batar ola. Why do you have to have no tar at all? Regular ola, you know, meat, the meat that's left over after the dam is sprinkled, that status is what? I'm going on the mizbeach. So that'd be the bigger chiddush, or the better thing to teach us about, is batar ola. Why do you have to teach me about no tar at all? No tar doesn't help me, or doesn't add or subtract from this item. So Mar says, lo mi bai, come on. That's exactly, the mission is lined up, lo mi bai. Lo mi bai, basar ola de atzur. I don't have to teach you about basar ola, which is certainly a sort. The carbon karmatis. Because what is he comparing it to? A korban. An ola is a korban. Even after svikat adamim, the ola is still an ola. And when you say zekazeh, it means that you're trying to take, you say this ola, and then I'm making this restricted based on that ola. That works no matter what. Notar or pigol dola, it's tzricha. You have to teach us about notar and pigol. Why? Saka, that's kamina ki isur notar. When he says notar, what does he mean? Like the restriction of notar. Ki isur pigol, bahavalik mapis v'davar asur, and then you're trying to transfer a restriction that is imposed rather than a restriction that is created by you. Below mitzar, and therefore will not be asur, kamash malon, that even when you add on the restriction of notar on top of the basar olah, that does not detract from your ability to use the basar olah to be matis. Right, you would have thought possibly, now you have basar olah. After zrikat adamim, the basar olah is kodesh. If it's kodesh, right, then I can say zeh kazeh. Now, after, not only is it kodesh, but you leave it over a passage in proper time, now it's notar as well. Now, when you have it as notar, and I say, I want to use this meat, I want zeh kazeh, what am I referring to in this meat? Am I referring to its status as basar olah? Am I referring to its status as notar? So you would have thought possibly that I'm referring to its status as notar, and that won't work. But well, so the Gemara says, Kamash Malan, that's what the Mishnah teaches you. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that notar works, even when it is notar. Meaning that notar doesn't detract from the fact that it was basar olah. Right? That's the Chiddush of using notar. But again, the Gemara now is left with, we have no proof, or we have no, idea how to answer the question of Rami Bar Chama, which is when you have a meat that is down mutar, do I go after its origins, or do I go after its status right now?
Is that based on the same idea that we always go to Chumrah, you know, by the Stamadar of Mahasmer? So that, since it's really when he says no, sir, it could be either, we could be totally said in the Isra of Notar, or which would make it meaningless, or we could be makazed to the original, so since we always go to Chumrah, so we make it a valid day there. And we say that it means from the occurrence.
Right. I mean, I think the Gemara is saying that in order to, I mean, say that his words have meaning and that it makes the most sense of what we would, you know, what a person's focused on when he says something would be basar olah. But I think part of that might derive from what you're saying, which is that in general, if we have an choice of interpretations, we're going to go by Nedarim, we're going to go Lisur Lachomra. So I think that's fair. All right. So now the Gemara says, Meitavei, Ezuhu Isar Hamur Batorah. So basically, what is the Isur Nether that is written in the Torah, right? It says that the Kol Shvuat Isar, that the term Isar is, what is that? What's the Shvuat Isar? What's the Shvuat that the Torah is talking about? Amar, Hareini Shaloach El Basar, Shaloach Deyayin, Kiyom Shemait Bo Aviv, Kamo Shemait Bo Rabo, Kiyom Shnerak Bo Gdaya Ben Achikam. So all these items is a place where I will not eat meat, I will not drink wine, like the day that like the day that one's father passed away, like the day that his Rebbe passed away, like the day that Gedaliah ben Achikam, right, some Gedaliah, right, ki yom shariti Yerushalayim v'chubanah, the day that I saw Yerushalayim in its destruction. Svahu Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel qualifies this statement and says, Svahu shino duer v'oto ayom. Alright, so what are we talking about here? What is he doing? So this is what we call the classic, hadpasas and neder, right? Where he's taking an item or a day that he was restricted on, and he's trying to apply it to another day. So he's saying, this day, like, the day that I'm in today will be restricted just like this other day that I'm referencing. What is this other day that I'm referencing? So that's the mission, gives you a list of days like a day that is a person's father passed away, his Rebbe passed away. And these are days where, for whatever reason, on these days, he restricted himself from eating, like he accepted a tannis on himself, or he restricted himself from eating wine or drinking, eating meat and drinking wine. So these are where he accepted on himself, personally, some sort of restriction. Because if it's simply the fast of Gedaliah, some Gedaliah is already restricted without him doing anything. So that's me that he did something beyond, or something that, some sort of acceptance that's beyond that which is required of him. And then he's trying to make the day that he's standing in today just like that. Now, Vamar Shmuel, Shmuel says this only works, and now we're going to read the way we read Shmuel and Havamin is, Huchnadur Boto Ayom, that he's standing on that day. The day that he's restricted on is what he's talking about. He's going to say, let's say he's on a Monday, tomorrow will be just like today, or something like that, to that effect, where he's standing in the day, and there's nothing in between. Now, how to set this up, or what he actually said here, the Rishonim are, spend some time on, we'll go with the simplest way to learn this, right, which is that we're talking about a case, that he was standing on, let's see the easiest way to do this. So look at Rashi. Let's do it in Rashi. I think that's the easiest way to see it in Rashi. It's the wide lines in Rashi. The second wide line in Rashi. So now the Gemara says, Kigon, that Rashi says, Kigon, Tabota Yom Shemet Aviv, Kibel Labid Neder, Shalei Wachel Basar. On the day that his father passed away, and he took a neder that he won't eat meat. Gon, Tabota Yom Chadvi Ir. Say that was the first of the year that he did it. Alright, I don't know. I mean, it's funny that he picked it, only because it's Rosh Chodesh, right? Alright, I'm not good. Without leaving that aside, alright? The Ika Chad Bishavas de Tevra Tuba Ben Tayim. Alright, so now we assume that it's on the first of Iyar, and now it was also on a Sunday. Say that, for instance, it was on a Sunday. Now he is standing, Lusop Shana Bi Iyar, the Chad Bishavas. Now he's standing at the end of the year, he's standing in the Iyar on a Sunday. And the Amar Harini Shalo Chol Basar B'Chad B'Shabbos. I'm not going to eat meat on this Sunday. Kama Oto Chad Eshtekad Shemit Bo Aviv. Same way I didn't on the Sunday that I did last year by my father. Harini Dasur, and we say it's Asur. Even low, and this is the question of the Gemara. Da'af Agav Da'ika Chad B'Shabbos Deheteir Ben Taim. So Chol Chani Chad B'Shabbos Ben Taim Ochol. Right? When he says I want this Sunday to be like that other Sunday, right now. That other Sunday is what? The Sunday that his father passed away. But in between the Sunday that his father passed away and the Sunday he's trying to restrict are many Sundays. So when he says this Sunday is restricted, right, when he says just like that Shabbos, there's many Sundays in between. That he's focused on the original, meaning that he's focused on the Sunday that was when he was restricted, right? Because you could have said that when he says I'm restricted on Sunday, right? Like the other Sunday when my father passed away, it means not like the Sunday, meaning the actual Sunday on which he passed away, but the way I treated Sunday since then. Or is it that he's referring to that actual day when it's Sunday when his father passed away, which seems the more obvious interpretation of this? But he was then. Is he referring to that original day, or is he referring to any Sunday? And the fact that we say he's referring all the way back to that Sunday, even though there are many Sundays in between which he ate, that will bring a proof that what me ikaro kamatis, that we go after the origins or the original, even though in between we have a brain. So the Gemara is saying, well, the same thing by the meat of kachim, even though now the meat of kachim right now is mutar, and I'm trying to be matpisit. When I say that, even though I've had now it started out as a shlamim, which was restricted, and now it's edible meat, right? I'm still, when I say it's restricted like this, I'm referring to the original shlamim. I'm referring to the origins of this meat. Just like when I say I'm referring to that Sunday where I was restricted, that means the Sunday that my father passed away, not the Sunday that, not the Sundays that the intervening Sundays between now, where we are today and when his father had passed away.
So it's like he's actually only just saying, this Sunday should be like that Sunday.
Right,
and
right.
We're inferring, from what he said, that he's referring to that particular one. He doesn't.
Okay, so that's what the Ron says, exactly what you were saying. If you cross over from where we are in the Rashi, just go straight across to the left, in the Rashi, right from where we stopped off, right across from where we are in the Rashi. Mashmalei Hashas, the Vahachi Atzkinan, the Iba Omer Beperush, Yom Zek Yom Shemepo Aviv. And he says, literally, today is like the day that my father passed away, or one's father passed away, Shita de Mitzar, there's no question. Elevadei Beomer, Yom Zelai, Kechad Shavis Rishon Shel Nisan. This is like the other Sunday of Nisan, first Sunday of Nisan. Does not, like you're saying, Shaul, does not make specific reference to his father passing away. Because if he makes specific reference to his father passing away, it's obvious that he's talking about that day, and it's obvious that would be a restricted day. He has to be more ambiguous. That's what we're looking for. The ambiguity is what brings the proof here. The ambiguity is that he said, this Sunday should be like that other Sunday, or like that, or another Sunday that we know of. But he doesn't define what that Sunday is. So is he referring to us every Sunday, which would be no meaning then, because he hasn't been restricted to meat? Or is he referring to a unique Sunday, which was that one Sunday when his father had passed away? And because of that, because of the conclusion of the Mishnah, or what they brought down so far, this is that it would be referring back to that original Sunday. If that's the case, it's Matispi Karo. We look at the origin or the first Sunday, or where some point and when it was restricted, just like the Basar Kutchin was at some point restricted. So now Gemara says, Hey Kidami, what's the case here? Lav Kigon Dekai Bechad Beshabo De Mispeh Avua. Right, isn't it like we're sitting on a Sunday when his father had passed away? Even though there is many Sundays in between, Biktani also, it still says you're restricted. We see that he goes after the Ikar, or after something that has meaning. And that when you say that Zekazeh, like by the Basar Shlamim, it's not meaningful to say that now it's like this, because like now it has no restrictions on it. It's not Kodesh anymore. So it must be you're referring to when it did have restrictions on it, when it was Kodesh. And so it's over here. When you refer to a Sunday, right? The other Sundays are not meaningful because nothing happened on the Sundays. You're referencing that Sunday which was important to you when one's father had passed away. And there'd be the same thing, Mikaro Ka Matis. Rashi has one other interpretation here that it's talking about year after year, meaning that it comes up on the yard site and he's back on that day and he says, not literally that it has to be Sunday because the yard site won't always fall out that way. But he'll go on any given day, say it's the first of Nisan, again he picks, it's funny, he picks Rosh Chodesh. He says, oh, this day should be like that other Rosh Chodesh year, or something like that, like that other time. And there again, because in the intervening years, right, he's had many, days, like 5 years later he does that, and then he's had many Rosh Chodesh ERs that he did not pass on. And now after 5 years he says, oh, this Rosh Chodesh year, I want it to be like that Rosh Chodesh year. Which one's he referring to? Is he referring to the last five where he didn't pass? Or is he referring to that original one where he did fast? And again, that would be, if the same way it would work, is that you have these intervening head there, we say it's Matis V'Yikaro, that he's referencing back to that original day.
It actually seems like a more logical explanation.
A much stronger explanation.
Yeah. And that one in Rashi, it's funny, right, the Ron leans the other way, that it's talking about Sundays, but I hear you, because, right, then it's easier to understand
there's no connection during the year between all the Sundays in terms of the actual essence of the day. But if you're talking about an annual cycle where it's the person's yard site on
and
that
some
day.
Some years he does and some years he doesn't.
Right. You're saying that the day has inherent significance to it and therefore it makes sense that he has a reference to something versus when he says Sunday, it's Sunday, but why is he referencing anything? I mean, why is there meaning to it at all? Right. That's fair.
Also, the following examples brought by the Brisa. Are also days where we observe the Hebrew date and not the day of the week.
Right. The problem is that the Gemara itself says Kigon Kai B'Chad B'Shavu. Right. That's the problem. The Braisa uses
calendrical
dates, whereas the Gemara, when it's interpreting it, uses the day of the week B'Chad B'Shavu. So I'm assuming that was the tension that drew between focusing on the day of the week and versus the date. So Rashi has to say that when the Gemara says B'Chad B'Shavu, it's not literal. that's not literal, because otherwise you can't get that. You're not going to have the earthquake fall out on the same day.
No, and the second explanation, within every 5 or 6 years, whatever, it will fall out on the same day, chances are.
Right, there's a possibility.
Maybe that's why he
did it that way. All right, Rashi says it's not literal, but I'm saying that's the difficulty with his pshat. The difficulty with the other pshat is, I agree with you.
That explains the order of the...
Is that it makes more sense to have a day of significance rather like the list in the Brisa that you mentioned.
One can also say, like, the stock crash people call it Black Monday, but who cares if it's Monday, Sunday, people refer to the day by the day of the week, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the significant aspect of the timing of the day was the weekday. It was the day. It was the calendrical day.
That's a good example.
Shabbos Agudah.
Right. That's another good example. Very good. All right. So now the Gemara has to deal. Now we have a proof to one side that we go miyikara kamatis. So now the Gemara says, no, the Shmuel haki itmar. The Shmuel haki itmar. Don't read Shmuel like we just read him. But Amar Shmuel v'hushin nador uva me'oto ayom veilech. So they changed. They amend Shmuel to read not v'hushin nador v'oto ayom, but v'hushin nador uva me'oto ayom. What is uva at? That every Sunday or every yahrzeit he's been restricted. I mean, that's Shmuel's addition here. Now, if you amend Shmuel to read this way, is that there is no heter in between. That's either that it probably makes less sense now, that every Sunday, he didn't eat meat or drink wine, right, until this point, or that every yahrzeit, he had fasted or he didn't eat meat or drink wine, till now. So now when he says, like that date, there's no suffix, because both currently and originally, these were restricted dates, so you have no longer have a proof whether we're going after the origins or we're going after the current situation, because they're all restricted. So we don't know which one they're going after, but that's Shmuel's, once Shmuel qualifies it that way, then you don't have a proof, you almost have a proof, almost feels like the other way, because the fact that Shmuel requires you to have them all be Asur, right, sounds like you need it to be the current situation that's in effect. So then we're amend Shmuel to read that way, so that's no longer a proof. All right. Amar Ravina. Tashma, let's try another proof. Kichalat aron ukechumato mutar. When you're talking about chala or truma, and you try to create a nether using the term truma, like truma or like chalat, it does not work. It doesn't work because those aren't davar hanadur. Those aren't things that you take a nether about, right? Those are mafrish, your mafrish truma and your mafrish chala. And therefore, they are not, and then the restrictions, once you're mafresh, once you say, this is truma, the Torah imposes restrictions on it. Restrictions are not created because you take a nether that this is truma, right, but because you separate as truma, then it automatically assumes certain restrictions, right, same thing with chala, right, chala and truma are synonymous in this way. So now, if you use chalat aron, chumato mutar, ha, what do they leave out? Ketrumat lachmei todah. What are the truma of lachmei todah? When you bring a karban todah, Karban Todah comes with 40 chalot, right? And out of those 40 chalot, the Kohen takes off one of each set. So he gets 4 of the 40 chalot. So he gets 4 of the 40 chalot. That is Truma Lachmei Todah. If you used that term, Kitruma Lachmei Todah, Asur. That's the implication from this statement, right, of Ravina. If you bring that Truma, regular Truma, and Chala are restricted, and you did not mention Truma Lachmei Todah, that means that Trumat Lachmei Todah would work. If they do work, what's the status of Trumat Lachmei Todah? Baha, Trumat Lachmei Todah, la'achas rikata mimhi. When did the Lachmei Todah become Kodesh? They only become Kodesh after you sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeah. And then once you separate out those chalot, they're mutter to eat. So they are mutter to eat to the Kohen. So now you have these chalot Todah which are mutter to the Kohen. And if they are mutter to the Kohen, then they are the equivalent of Basar Shlamim. So if you say Ketrumat Lachmei Todah, you can't be referencing what the status is now. The status now is not Kodesh. It's only restricted because it has a Shem Truma, and therefore you couldn't be doing anything. So it must be that you're referencing back to the original Kedushas Todah, or the original Kedushas of the Chala, right? And that, because of that, it's working. So that must be Kemi'i Karo Kamatis. So that's what it says. So Ketrumat Lachmei Todah Lachmei Todah Lachmei Todah. So where it says, no, you can inference from the statement that it's truma and chala doesn't work as a nether, that what does work as a nether? Kitruma talishka asur. Don't try to say, well, we left out something, what was it left out? What was left out was the truma talishka. We discussed this in the past, right, that the lishka was basically the funds given in by, everybody in Klal Yisrael, the matzitzah shekel, to pay for the karbanos. Once they took off the, then they used to portion out a section of that called the truma to use to pay for the karbanos, and then the leftovers were used to the, we had machlokas here, machlokas and shkalim, that the leftovers were used for, including repairing the mikdash, repairing Yerushalayim, other items. So here, trumas alishka is kodesh. When you separate out the money from the trumas alishka, that can be used to buy their karbanos. That's how you buy the karbanos, because it is kodesh. That'll work to make a jumah. About trumas lach metoda, my. What would be the status of trumas lach metoda? Mutar. So the Gemara said, litmei lach metoda. If that's the case, why didn't the rights that we brought down enumerate lach metoda as one of those items? Truma, chalo, you know, kechalat aron, kechumato, or kechumat lach metoda. Why didn't it list it? Where it says, v'koshu kein trumato. If you listed trumas lach metoda, then certainly regular truma would be not work. Where it says, ad k'mash malan, that trumas lach metoda, trumatahi. That's it. The word truma, when he says trumato, truma is an inclusive term that means anything that looks like truma. That could be truma when you take it off of grains, fruits, or vegetables, but also could be truma when you take it off of the lach metoda, meaning truma is a general.
Is a totally different kind of
right. It's not going to be the coin. Exactly. It's not in the same category. There's a single category of any gift that's given to the coin that's portioned off. That'll be called the truma. So that's what truma and lach metoda are subsumed under that word truma in the braisa. So Mar says, v'ibai seima. Another way to solve this problem is to say that truma lach metoda nami kodem zrikas damim. No, we're talking about truma lach metoda even before zrikas damim. Oh, before zrikas damim. Once it's before zrikas damim, what are you talking about here? How do you give truma? Right? Then either they're not kodesh or they're not cooked yet. They're not baked yet. I mean, what are you giving truma off of? So Mar says, dafashinu belisha. When he's kneading it, he pulls them out. This is like the statement of Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel. Lach metoda she'afan barba chalot. If you, instead of making 40 chalot of lach metoda, you only made 4, yotza. So Gemara says, v'avti barbaim. Doesn't it say you need to have 40? The Gemara says, l'mitzvah. That's what chatzkila, you need 40. But b'dieved, you can have 4. So Gemara says, v'habai l'mishkal truma. How are you going to separate off truma from the 4? I mean, if you have 40, it's easy to take off 1/10 of each, you know, each one. How are you going to separate out 1/10 of only the 4? Because you have to take off 1/10 of each min. If you're going to take one of the loaves, right? Al kulo, that way doesn't work. But it's not. Echa mikol karban. Shlo yitol mi karban al chaverot. You can't take, there are 4 different types of chalot that are done with the todah, and you can't take one type as a truma for the other 3 types. Meaning that each type needs its truma removed. What's the easy suggestion? You break off a piece from each challah. That you can't do. Right? Vatznan, echad shalo yitol prusa. You know that when it says that you take one challah and you give it to the kohen, means you give him a whole piece and not a portion of a piece. If you're taking 4 challot and breaking off a piece from it, that's not sufficient to be considered trumat lach metoda. Ella, what's the case? That freshino belisha. That they took them off when they were baking it or when they were kneading it. I'm sorry. When they were kneading it. The shakho chadim achametz v'chadim min achalot. Those are the 4 types of lach metoda. And basically, at the time that he's baking it, he pulls out, right, he makes 4 big chalot, but he also makes, you know, 4 little guys of those mediums that also go with, and he separated it out. So what, if you separate it out already at the time of kneading, and you're able to do that, then it's still kodesh. Meaning that it's not after zrikas damim. If it's not after the blood was sprinkled, then when you say trumas lach metoda, you could be referencing a point in time when it's still like a shlomo, that it was still before the zrikas damim. If you're referencing that, then no problem to make it kodesh. But again, if you say that, then it's not a proof that we go after mi'ikaro or we go after now. So those are the 2 solutions. We're going to give 2 solutions why the braisa left out trumas lach metoda, which would imply that trumas lach metoda works. Trumas lach metoda works. That would prove that we're going mi'ikaro. Why? Trumas lach metoda's status right now is mutar. The kohen can eat it. It's restricted to others, but that's only because of its status, not because that's a imposed by the Torah, not because it was kodesh. Now you have something that's not kodesh, and you say zeka zeh, and it works. Why does it work? It must be because it goes batar mi'ikaro. So the Gemara says, oh, we don't have a proof. 2 ways to reject it. One way to reject it is to say that no, the trumas lach metoda are included in that braisa, and it would be mutar, it does not work. Why? Because trumas lach metoda are subsumed under the word truma. in the Mishnah, yeah, what did it exclude in that Brisa? In the Brisa, it excluded Trumas Halishka. It excludes Trumas Halishka, which is Kodesh, and that would work. Or the other solution is Ibai Zema. What's the other solution? That's, which you can talk about Trumas Lachmei Torah before Zrikas Damim, when they're still Kodesh. When they're still Kodesh, then you're being Makdis Kodesh, and that would work. That's like saying this Shlomim, when it's the Shlomim, is like this, and that works. And how do you have that case? That's what we just went through, the Solomot. How do you create a case where you have Trumas Lachmei Torah all the way back then? It's when you separate it out when they're kneading, at the way beginning of the kneading. Alright, Gemara says, Lema Kitsanai. Okay, we'll read this, and then this will continue, because this goes through the Gemara tomorrow. But let's say this is like a machlokas tanoim. Hari alai ki b'chor. Right? He says to me, it'll be on me like a b'chor. Rabbi Yaakov usir, Rabbi Yehuda matir. Right? Rabbi Yaakov says it's asur, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's matir. When you say b'chor, what are you referring to? What's a b'chor? B'chor has, right, a status. Either b'chor before Zrikas Damim, or b'chor after Zrikas Damim. So what are we talking about? Hei ki damim. Inei melech ni Zrikas Damim. If it's a b'chor prior to it, the blood being sprinkling at Kodesh, my time demand is shari. Then why does one who says that I say it's like a bechor is mutar? Bechor is kodesh, and bechor is kodesh. Why would he say it's mutar? Ve'ila achar zrikas damim. After zrikas damim, the bechor is mutar for the kohen to eat. That's against my time demand also. Elalav, right, must be the machid basar bechor. He has meat of a bechor in front of him. Umachid basar daich kabei, and he has another piece of meat next to it. Vamar ze kazeh. He says that this is like this, Vitznai, and that will be exactly Machlokas Tanaim about our issue. When he has a piece of meat of Bechor after Zrikas Damim, and he says this other meat should be like this, what is he referring to? Is he referring to the status of Bechor currently, which is Mutar, and he's doing nothing? That'll be the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why he says Mutar, it doesn't mean anything. Whereas, or Rabbi Yaakov says, no, that's going Bata Mi'ikaro. When he says Zeka Zeh, he's referencing back to the original status of the Bechor, which is that it was Kodesh. When he says Zeka Zeh, that's what Rabbi Yaakov says, Oser, and that'll be a Machlokas Tanaim, exactly that our question that Rabbi Kama asked. Alright, the Gemara is gonna obviously reject this, but we'll stop here. It's a good place to stop.